Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Today's daf is daf Mem Dalad. As we always do, Kedarkenu Bakodesh, we just begin with a couple of points. Jonathan, I don't know, unbeknownst to what you were saying yesterday, you raised, some research. You raised some major, major points yesterday. If you just looked quickly on the Tisus, well, I'll just paraphrase the Tisus. What? Yeah, that's why I give favor. Because I know I'm not being selfless. So Taisus asked the same question. We asked, the Mishnah says kaimitz, there's no din of pig on eating the kaimitz, and Taisus asks, forget about the din of it being a matir. It's also not krav hamatir kimitzvasoi if you eat from the kaimitz. So even if it wouldn't be a matir, you didn't bring the carbon. Like we know, for pigle, it has to be brought kartzos, kosher, kachartzos, posel. So why do you need a special meat that, since a kaimitz is a matir, therefore you're not chayv koris for eating it? Typically, that you weren't krav a matir kemitzvase. That's Taisus's kasher. Ed Rashi's kasher, Menachos. So Taisus asks the same question by dam. If you eat from the dam, the Mishnah says it's a matir, and therefore there's no din of pigle. So for Taisus asks the same question, that it also should have the problem of not being krav matir kemitzvosoi, and therefore forget about it being a matir. What do you need that for? It should be it shouldn't be karis anyways. So the question that the Brisker of the, so Taisus answers, he says we're talking about the case where the dam was nizrak already, so it was krav matir kemitzvosoi. Yet since the dam is a matir as well, therefore if you eat it even after the zrika, even though it was krav matir kemitzvosoi, we need a special meat, that since it's a matir, it's not going to have the din of pigle. It's not going to have a chiyuv karis. Frekta biskarov, that, what do you mean? You need to come on to the din of it being a matir? After it was nizrak, it's already nasas mitzvosoi. It loses its kedusha. This is the kash of the biskarov. Wait a second, let me just... The dam loses its kedusha. The dam was nasas mitzvasa, and therefore, Miskarov says the pigle goes off, and he brings a raya to this yisoid that if the kedusha leaves, because you could say maybe that the pigle still remains after the kedusha is gone. He brings a raya from I forgot where. He brings a raya from. Doesn't say here where it brings a raya that's true. The question is really that Jonathan, what you were saying yesterday, the question is that from the case of Ula, the Ula says that the din is paka piguloi. Now, what do you mean? What do you need paka piguloi? It's nasas mitzvasi already, once it was already burnt, marshal bahena or. So that you could be mechalik. You could say maybe that when it's coming to muktarin, it's not really, even though maybe you're yaitz of the carbon ritzoi, but it's still not considered nasas mitzvasa because there's an inyan at least, or a kiyum at least, to burn it completely. So that might be a little different. But just to bring out this point here, Minchas Avram grapples with this. If you can have pigle after the kedusha of the carbon is gone. So let's say it's nasas mitzvasa, it's completely done, the void is done. Could you still have an Isser Pigel? Taisus is mashma that you can still have an Isser Pigel if not for the fact that the dam was a matir, even though it was nasas mitzvasei. So this is a very big point that was raised yesterday. You wanted to ask something, Jonathan? Okay, that's number one.
The same thing would apply, I mean, this cash is on Taisus as well. I mean, this Brisker Rav would apply for, right, to Arba Rubai.
Right, that's on the first teretz. Right, well, that's what I'm saying. It should apply akasha. That's really Ula. Ula, who says the kaimitz was on the thing, he has to say a new thing, a paka pigula. But yeah, you're right. It's the same case as Ula, you'd have the same problem by kaimitz. Yeah, so I'm saying maybe it could be mechalik by a kaimitz, which is a muktarin, until it's completely done, even though you technically are matu the carbon by only having a little bit of it burnt, but there still is kedusha there because you have a kiyum of the haktara until it's completely destroyed. Mashen came by dam, once it's on the mizbeach, it's done. You know, there's no Indian to throw it into.
So, if
a
raven is burnt, would you have something left with this not the raven?
Yeah, that's what you would say. Mashabar Barubai, but there's still something left, yeah. That's Tosfos' point. That's Kravamatik and Mitzvosai. It's considered Kravamatik and Mitzvosai. But it's still around for you to have, to eat it. To eat it. Yeah, I mean, you see, you have the same kasha by, yeah, you say, if you're gonna say it's Kravamatik and Mitzvosai, the Chara means it's Nasus Mitzvosai. Yeah, I hear. I was thinking maybe it could be mechalik, but you're right. If it's krav amatik mitzvosei based on what Taisus says, then mechayr it's nasis mitzvosei. I don't know if it could be mechalik. So it's a kasha even by kindness. Interesting. I have to look up the brisker of why he has it only on dam. Yeah, that's a good point.
Where's the brisker of? Just in the stencil?
Stencils. Okay. Yeah, stencilach. What else did I write down over here? I had said as a Dover Pasha yesterday that even if you hold, whether it's like the Mishnah Melech or not like the Mishnah Melech, when the Psul is Chal, I had said as a Dover Pasha that even though a Kaimitz doesn't have a din of pigle because it's a Matir, it's for sure going to be Psul Yam Akdashim. Oh. What? So, oh, very good. So Karanoia brings, very good. Yeah, yeah. So I made a mistake because I said it's Dover Pasha. But, I mean, Mamish, look at this. What am I doing over here? Just Mamish, Pel, Pev, Medabim, Mitoch, Groinoi of, not Rabbi, no. So why are you saying yesterday, though? You wanted to be polite. Okay. But the Machlekes, we said it's a Dover Pasha, the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's going to be possible, the Kaimitz seems to be saying that even though it's a Matir and it doesn't have pigle, it's still going to have a din of Psulei Makdashim. Tosfos and Menachos, that the question is, if we know that there's no pigle on a Kaimitz, no Chi of Karis, but does it have an Isser of it being Psulei HaMakdashim, meaning there's an Isser to eat things that are possible? So, I said as a Dover Pasha, yeah, I mean, it's possible, so it's going to have that halacha. But the truth is, this is a machlaikis. Ramam is mashma like that also. But Taisus in Menachas Tafchav Hei says, befavors that there's no psul at all on the kaimitz and the Dover Shia, the Matirin. There's no din of psul hamakdashim on that also. So it's really a machlekes Rambam and Taisus, in this point, as Reb David said. What? excuse me. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, nothing, no problem.
Maybe there's an Isser Kodesh.
Maybe,
yeah.
That's not like Rashi either.
Where do you see from Rashi?
Rashi says,
oh, there's no Chiv Karas. Oh, yeah, right. That's the Diak. Taisa says in Menach, it says, Milchas Chayana, Milchas Chay Mashiach, the Kaimitz, the Chodavish, the Matir, and the Enchayavan, the Mishum Pigel. It was Rachav, I feel Psula, Nami, Nira, the Lekka. Taisa says, Nira. Well, it's not, that's right, yeah, it's only nearer. That's right, yeah, it's only a nearer. That's the... Alright, so those are 2 points from yesterday. There's one other thing maybe we'll talk later, but we have to get to the Gemara. What? Yeah? The Pinchas. Nice tie with Pinchas. Ah, very formal. Okay, so to understand the next Gemara... We ran through our brisa yesterday with kalas and chamuras. We'll start from Mem Gimel Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. My kalas and my chamuras. The way to understand this, I'll just summarize it. There's the parsha in Vayikra, Chof Beis, Aleph through Tezayin, I think. That there's 4 things. It says there's an isser to eat miser. Betumah, there's an Isser to eat Truma Betumah. By the Isser to eat Meiser Betumah, all there is a Lav. Meiser Sheni, that is. And then the Isser to eat Truma Betumah is a Misa Bidei Shemayim. Misa B'nei Shemayim. And then in that same parasha, it says, how did the person become Tomei? Either through Tumas Sheretz or through Tumas Meis. So we have different permutations, right? Someone who ate, let's say, Maisa Sheni B'Tumas Sheretz and B'Tumas Meis, or B'Tumas Meis, and someone who ate Truma B'Tuma, either B'Tumas Sheretz or B'Tumas Meis. And the question is, which one applies to what? By Maisa Sheni, it's a lav, and by Truma, it's only it's
Maisa Sheni. Why don't you look at those two Tumas? There are
lots of other types of Tumas. Well, no, I'm just saying what the Parsha talks about.
Carry.
That's what the Torah says. That's what the scripture... Yeah. That's all I'm saying. What,
so we don't know what would be with it.
Yeah, that's a, you learn it out. Dinim, yeah, that's a different, different, subject. We're dealing with what is specifically written in that parsha. And let's, we read the Brisa yesterday, it's not really scrutable. So we'll start from, 6 lines from the bottom. My kalus and my chamurus. So, ilay makalus meiser and chamurus truma. So if we're going to read and understand kalis is what, we know that truma has more kedusha than maaser sheni. So you're going to say what? The kalim, the lighter ones, lenient ones, is referring to maaser, and chamuras is referring to truma. And what does the Mishnah or the Braisa say? It says, lama nemer chamuras, lama nemer kalis, and nemer kalis v'loi chamuras, ayisi oimer al hakalis b'lav al hachamuras b'misa. I would have said, if it just had the kalis, I would have said a wrong assumption, that the kal would have lav and the chamur would have misa. If the kal is referring to meiser and the chamur is referring to truma, hayisi aimer b'misa, I would have thought a wrong assumption that truma is going to have a chi of misa if you eat it b'tuma. Hashanami of misa. What do you mean? That is what the Torah says. You get a chi of misa if you eat truma b'tuma. So that can't be. V'su, yilay nemer hayisi aimer b'misa. And then the next part of the Bryce that would have said that what? It says, Yisi Yom al Akalis Balav al Chamurus Bemis, Lakachna Machamurus, Rima Chamurus Lam Lakas, Yisi Yom al Chamurus Yechayev, Val Kais before that. I would have said, same line. I would have said,
how do you know to jump to
Misa? How do you know to jump to Misa? Right, if I only said Maaser Sheni, that you have a Chiyev Lav, how would I know? I would have assumed Misa. Why would you have assumed Misa? Yeah, let me. Are you seeing Misa? Die, love, and not din. The pasuk says Misa. That's. I would have made the wrong assumption. That's why the Bryce is saying that I would.
Only said the kala, not the chama.
Right.
I would have deduced.
I would have made the wrong assumption that either that you'd have a chi of Misa. So there's two problems on that. Why is that the wrong assumption? You ended up getting, you actually get a chi of Misa. And number two, why would you jump? That's a diet, yeah. Okay. So that can't be kalos and chamuras. Kalos can't be maaser sheni and chamuras can't be truma. Ela kalos tumas sheretz, chamuras tumas meis. Like we said, the other example would be tumas sheretz, which we know, of course, is a more lenient tuma. Someone gets tumas b'sheretz, all he needs to do is be tovel on a mikver, and then go to wait for Harav Shemeth. When it comes to Tumas Meis, then it's 7 days, the Gansa Meis. So now, those are Chomer, and that's one's Kal, one's Chomer. Ubamai. So now, what are we talking about when we said, if I would have said only Tumas Sheretz, and the whole thing, etc. Which one are we talking about? Which permutation? Ibe Truma, if you're going to say that when we're talking about Tumas Sheretz and Tumas Meis, we're talking about Truma. What do you mean? Idi v'Idi? Idi v'Idi? B'Misa. What are you going to say? That only by Tumas Sheretz you get a lav, and then I would have, and I would have thought wrongly that you're going to get Misa by, only by the Chamura? What do you mean? The Torah says, Beferish, that you get Misa for Tumas Sheretz and for Tumas Meis. Vesu. And also, Lekach Nemu Chamura is de Belav. You're going to say what? I would have said that's why the Torah has to stay Chamuras. Like the Braisa said, to tell us that you're going to still be chayiv alav, only be chayiv alav, because I would have thought you're chayiv misa, right? In other words, the first kasha of the Gemara was, by kalas, you're chayiv misa. So what do you mean? I would have said, had it only said the kalas, you would have a chayiv lav, and then by chamur you'll get a chayiv misa. I would have said something like that. What do you mean? The kalas, the Torah says, you're chayiv misa. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is, if you're going to come and say, that the Bryce is coming to say that we need the Torah to tell us that Bachamur is the only Chayiv for Allah, because I would have said you're Chayiv Misa.
But
you are Chayiv Misa.
So what happens then? Why can't
can it just say the din of tumas sheves that we chayav misa by truma, and then the zichanom that if it was tumas meis, avadi di misa.
Meaning, just say that. No, you're right. But the Brisa doesn't say those words. Look at the reading of the Brisa. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say, if it said Kalas b'misa, I would have, why do I need to write Chamuras b'misa? That's a good question, but the Brisa doesn't say that. Read the words. Look, I mean, that's you're right. I'm not arguing on your Svara, but the Brisa doesn't say those words. The legal counsel to rewrite the. So fine. So lekach nemru chamurus de belav. That's why I need the Torah to tell me that you're chayiv for chamurus. You only chayiv in belav. But b'misu, that's incorrect. So we got truma out of the picture. The ibachilas meiser. The Bryce is referring to meiser, and the kalis again is referring to tumas sheretz b'meiser, and the chamurus is referring to tumas meis b'meiser. Im leinemru chamurus hayisi yarmel al chamurus b'misa. What are you going to say? If I wouldn't have said chamuras, meaning tumas meis by meiser, I would have said you get chiyuv misa. Amit tumas sheretz kasi v'dai lovim minadim. Same thing. You can't learn out misa from malchus. This is the Gemara. Now we're going back to the Gemara said before that Rava had said if you don't have a brisa that's explained by Ze'iri, then it's not explained properly, or the best. It's not given the best explanation. So this is where Ze'iri comes along. Amar Ze'iri, Kalos Tumas Sheretz, Chamuras Tumas Meis. Really, Kalos are referring to Tumas Sheretz, and Chamuras is referring to Tumas Meis. V'hochi Ka'amar. Listen to this interesting equation here. Ilu Nemar Tumas Sheretz, Nemar Meiser, Utruma. If the Torah would have just said Tumas Sheretz, which again is the Kalos, and it would have said it both, by Meiser and Truma, the loy nemra tumas meis, and it didn't say tumas meis by Meiser and Truma, ha'yisi oimer, I would have said, kaloi salakalas belav, we see that Meiser Sheni with tumas sheretz is gonna get a lav, ve'al hachamurois b'misa, and by Truma, with the tumakalo of the sheretz, you're gonna get misa, umidakalos alchamurois b'misa, if you see that the tumas kalo, which is sheretz on Truma, you're gonna get misa, the chamura, so the flip side should be true. Chamura is nami, ala kalos b'misa. Tuma chamura, like, tumas meis, on meisur sheni, you should get chiyav misa. Lekach nemar chamura is, and that's why the Torah explicitly said tumas meis by meisur sheni, to tell us that you get a lav, just like tumas sheretz. Okay? What?
Only truma gets
misa by both.
Truma
gets either
by sheretz and by
meis,
obviously.
Yeah.
And
the
meiser only never
gets meis on the tzara. Yeah, and the chiddush of the, so you look back, and read this over here, if you look at the price, nemar kalos, lo menemar chamurois, and nemar chamurois, lo menemar kalos, and nemar kalos, lo menemar kalos, lo menemar kalos, lo menemar kalos, similar to truma. Kach nemar chamurois. That's why we have it. The nemar chamurois, the nemar kalos, the yisiyomer al chamurois sehechayiv, al kalos sehepoter. That we don't have a problem with. If it only said tumas meis by both of them, then maybe you'd be poter by tumas kala by both of them. That part we never had a problem with. Yeah, by if the Torah would have only said tumas meis, then we could understand why you could have thought there wouldn't have been any chiyuv. So it's really only the first part of the brisa that we're coming to explain here. Yeah, what is this exactly? Is this the Kavachimer? It's like an equation. It's like a mamatzinu. I don't know. I never saw such a yafusa before. It's like a mamatzinu. You find it like kalos al chamurus, you get X, so chamurus al kalos, you'll get also X. Oh, there we go.
Commutative
property, yes. Yeah, switch the order. Switch the order.
I'm not sure that's what this is.
Okay. All right. Kol sheyeshu lematirim bein la'odim bein lesmeach chayovin of shum pigul. The Mishnah said, Kol sheyeshu lematirim bein la'odim bein lesmeach yuchayev mishum pigul. Now, Pashut reading, and we'll get to this soon, but the Pashut reading of this Mishnah is saying that the type of carbon that you have to have for pigul, the type of carbon has to be yesh l'matir, that it has a matir and a nitir. Okay? That's the reading of the words. And we'll get to the significance of that in a second. Let's read the brisa here. Tana Rabban, Oyeina mevi elakayotze bishlomim. I might have thought that we know the pasuk of him, Heyochel, Yeochel, Mbusar Zevach, Shlomo, Bayim HaShlishi, Lo Yerotze. The source of pigul is from the carbon shlomim. And therefore, I would have thought that that halach of pigul only applies to things that are similar to shlomim. What? Well, Reb Shimon says, yeah, in the end he says it. But everyone agrees the source is right. Reb Shimon says only Mizbeach HaChitzon. But everyone agrees that the source is from shlomim. The question is how similar. So ma shlomim yuchadim, what would I say is makes it similar to a shlomim? Something that's miyuchid, necholim, because a shlomim is unique. Necholim l'shayom v'lai l'echad. Shlomim is eaten 2 days and one night. Af kol nechal l'shayom v'lai l'echad. So too, the halach of pigul will only apply to those karbonas that are nechal l'shayom v'lai l'echad. Wait. Nechal v'lai l'echad minayin. Tam loymar mibisar. Let's say it has something that's nechal yom v'lai l'echad. Yes, so you would exclude anything like a chatos. Yeah. What's the only right? The only one that's eaten shnei yom v'lai l'echad is a shlomo. Yeah. Okay. But anything else, you wouldn't have the din of pigul. Time eleven mibesar. It says mibesar that mibesar is saying that it has to, any basar of a carbon. If you just look at the top kol shirayin shirayin nechalim. Anything that has something eaten, at least. You just look at the, quickly look at the top Tosfos, Nechal El Mi'ayla B'nayim, the Kama Sefer Dan Achatos, Darshin and Tosfos Me'akeshit, the Zayis HaTorah, Mash Lome Mefaglin and Mespaglin. Tosfos says, it's a different, we learn out a different thing, Mefaglin and Mespaglin. Yeah, and it's saying that's a Hekish. What is this whole thing? We're bringing a Brisa here where you're bringing specific, a rebuy for each separate carbon. It's a hekesh. We have a hekesh. All the carbonas to the shlomim, the gemara and dam chatos. Taisa says near the high tana less lehu yakesha the isle lehu yitzar chachalana chiturim. Oh, now I think I have a shot in this taisa. Based on this, we have a limit over here, but I think there's an important point. Maybe we'll get to it in a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's the machlekes tanoim, but maybe you could have a teretz. Maybe you could have a teretz that Tosfos is kasher. Let's hold off for a second. Let's have to get through the Gemara. Oh, so only those things that are nechal, you would say has a din of pigul like shlomo. Oilo she'en shi'ireh nechalin. An oila, you don't eat, of course, it's completely burnt. Minayin, how do I know this pigul? Tamalem is zevach. Any zevach has to be a carbon, any carbon. Besar zevach shlomov. Minayin the rabbis ha'ifis, v'amenachis. How do you know to be marba ha'ifis, v'amenachis, which are not zvachim, right? Though zvachim, like Rashi says, is mine domim. Bloods, meats, bloods. Achani marba lukshin, and then we have a whole thing. Achani marba lukshem and shalmetzaira, and then also to come to be marba like shem and shalmetzaira, which is, alright, it's machlaikis, yeah, we'll see. Like Shem Shematzar is also gonna have pigul. Tam loimar asher hei makdishim li. It says by the parsha of tumma over there, it says that there's an isra of eating betumma, things that are kodesh. Anything that's kodesh. And then we're gonna make a gzeir shava. Vasi noiser chilul chilul mitumma. It says the word chilul by noiser and by tumma, so make a gzeir shava from there. And then we're going to learn out from Noiser, the Zereshava of Avoin Yatisup, that Avoin, and therefore we're going to include in Pigul those things that are included in Tuma as well, which includes Eifis, Menachis, and like Shemesh HaMetzayra, and Taisus over here says, Mikan, Taisus, Mikan, Hava Matzah, Lemedak, Lekamon, the Dover Alamim, Zereshava, Chayzim Alamim, Zereshava. Right, we see from this Gemara that you can take a Gzeira Shava from Tumah and then be Melamed from Noiser to Pigul, the two Gzeira Shavas. And the Gemara later on has a question about this, and the Tosfos asks that you should have bought a raya from here. Alright, the Tosfos doesn't really, ask it as a question, he just points it out. In fact, the Gemara, the Achat Shosef of the Rabbi is called Dovar, Laman Emer Shalomim, Me'ata. Why did the Torah, right, now that we have this Libra for everything, why did the Torah specify Shalomim? Right, but after all is said and done, just say, or maybe choose a different carving. Yeah, or maybe, so maybe choose a different carving. Maybe choose like Shem and Shem and Tzaira.
Yeah,
it's not like why, you definitely need to start from somewhere. But to pick something else. So that's gonna tell us this. So that's the shlamim has a matir and a mitir. So like this, that a shlamim has things that are being matir, like dam, emurin, and then it also has things that are becoming mutter, like again also the basar and emurin also are mitir as well. So it has a matir and a mitir, and therefore that's what. Either one, Rashi says. I la adam ilam is bech. Rashi and the
other. Could really include everything prior.
Right.
From the fact of zebach or it's from asher mishumi.
Yeah, it was bothering me why you need both because once you have that hema gishim li, everything is included. Yeah, I don't have a. It bothered me too while I was reading this. No, I was mechavet to you. So if you read these words of the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that the type of carbon that you need, referring to the type of the carbon, right? That a shlamim is a certain type of carbon. It has matirin and nitar. So too, the only types of a carbonus, that's how you'd read it, right? Am I wrong?
No.
The only types of carbonus that you'd have are those that have a matir and a nitir.
Either or,
both. Shlomim has both.
But I know, but when using shlomim to be malamed about everything else, that's
the right? That's right. But what we're being marbe is a type of carbon. Right?
No matir and a ilo.
There is. The dam is matir. So matir is
either or.
Bein lo adam is bech. Yes, it's either or, but it has to have a matir. Okay, fine. Matir and bein lo adam is bech. Okay, so it has to be that type of carbon. Right. Meaning you have something that's being matir, something either for a mizbech or for an adam. But my main emphasis here, it's referring to the type of carbonus, right? We're coming here and listing different carbonus, which we might not know are included in the din of pigle.
So
I'll say it like this. So, if that's the case, let's say you have a chaimetz. So, if this is the drasha, what would I have said? I would have said that you could be memayed in minchas kayin. Minchas kayin has no matir. It itself just goes on to the mizbeach. There's nothing. There's nothing matir. It just goes up. It's sort of matir itself, Rashi says. But it's not shlomim where you have a matir and a nitir. Minchas kenois, fine, same thing. Minchas kayin. But what about a kaimitz? Kaimitz is from a carbon that has a matir and a nitir. Right? We're coming here and saying the types of korbanos. So, a minchas soilus, let's say. Minchas soilus is a type of carbon that has a matir and a nitir. It's just that the kaimitz is not a nitir, it's a matir. Fine. But here, we're just coming to say the types of korbanos.
You say kaimitz should be included.
Should be included. This is the, right? So if this is the alfusa, why would a kaimitz be excluded?
As long as it's a matir and a nitir, who cares about carbon? A specific thing is not a nitir.
You're being a
fagalist,
it's
going
to be
left. So, did everyone hear that?
Yep.
So, if that's true, you can start hearing a little bit why you need a second drasha, the hekish. Because it has to be a mispagel, it's Not that just that it has to be a matir and a nitr. It also has to be something that became pigul through something else. Has to be a nitr. Has to be a nitr for it to... There's a second condition. Not only does it have to be the type of carbon that has a matir and a nitr, within that category of carbonis, it also has to be a nitr to have... like a koimitz is not a nitr, it's a matir.
Where do you see that point?
Second, mifaglin and mispaglin.
And dam.
And dam also. Dam is not, what are you saying? It's a, what do you mean? What do you mean?
It's only a matir.
It's only a matir.
So it can't become a
nitr. Let's say you do have a matir and a nitr at the same time. That's Tosfos asked by Levina. But, I'm just pointing this out because Tosfos has this kasha. Why are you second drasha? But the Ma'aseh Tosfos comes out that there's a Machlokes Tanoim over here. So how do you learn? So I think I just want to bring out, maybe again, I don't know if you have to agree with this whole Echacha, but the Brisker Rav, I should bring out, Brisker Rav says, you saw it in Pigel, that you could have said that it's just a condition. In order for Pigel to have to work, you need Dover Sheishel Matirin, Bein Onim, Bein Mizbeach. It's, he uses the word Tanai Ba'alma. Yeah, it's a condition, it's a prerequisite. The Brisker Rav says no, that the gather of Matirin is that is how Pigel is Chal. Pigel, Tartsoas Kosher, Kachartsoas Puzzle. It's like we said, it's a carbon Pigel. Three Pigels, three little Pigels. That the way Pigel is Chal is that it goes through the Zrika. It goes through the Matir. The Matir is Mechel, the Pigel, on the Neter. Not just a condition. In order for there to be pigle by this carbon, you see where I'm going with this, in order for pigle to have by this carbon, it's just the condition that you have to have, it has to be this type of carbon. No. That's the mechanics of pigle. That's how pigle is chal. I'm saying that if you learn that that's the pshat in this drasha, you automatically know that it has to be a nitr. It's not just saying a condition that you need matirin like a shlomin, matirin and a nitr like a shlomin. It's not just saying that. It's saying that that's how pigle is chal, like a shlomin. The pigle's chal from the matir to the nitr, and therefore you need a matir and a nitr, and therefore only a nitr is going to have pigle.
That's the definition of pigle.
That's the definition of pigle. That is what pigle is. The machshava, well, he's not talking about necessarily the machshava, he's talking about how the psul comes about. What are the mechanics of the psul taking effect?
But what's happening?
Well, again, he's thinking about what he's doing on an achilas mizbeach. It's chal, even on the things he's not thinking about. That's what sets it up as a carbon that's pigel. And now...
All the
nitters. Yeah, so, exactly. So, I don't know if you can say it like that, but all the Gemara says is that he has to be thinking about an achilas adam and an achilas mizbeach. I don't know if it's maybe that's a good lomdus. You could say that he's thinking about one the matzahs on the nitters. Maybe you could add that into the brisker rav. I'm just saying we don't see that. He doesn't say that. He doesn't see it. But if that's the pshat over here, you can learn it up. It's a machlekes tanaim. Right, Rabbi David, am I right over here? Am I making some sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's a definitional thing. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And then you'd say also, by the way, if this applies to Shlomo Shmar, to Fun Karmelin, etc. Jonathan wants to know, Rebarch David, when you're showing up in person.
To tell him that I have this tendonitis, I have to... That's our problem.
I mean...
So I have wearing a patch. I gotta...
Rebarch David,
then I say you should be
Megalim, so tell him. Aaron says you should be Megalim.
Yeah, I'm on screen.
All right, you can face the crowd today. Okay. Here.
That's Shmuel Aaron. I'm calling him right now on WhatsApp.
Oh, wow.
You see it over here.
Hey, is this a better angle?
Yes, I see everybody. She was also this year, Shmuel Aaron.
Okay, look at this. Okay,
all right.
Good. Listening to that. Let's learn Vaita. A lot of drushes over here, so we can move quickly, I think, through this. Okay, so the Mishnah said anything that is matirin, natarim, la'adam, ben l'zbeach, is a chiv, v'shem pigol, and it's vein la'adam, ben l'zbeach. What's oila? Oila dama matir is besar l'zbeach, oila kahanim, the oil of the dam is mati the bosa to the mizbeach and the ur to the kahanim. Oil of the oif, doma mati is besar the mizbeach. Like we said, by oil everything is burnt, and the dam is mati that bosa. Chatas the oif, the opposite, everything is eaten. Doma mati is besar the kahanim. Par manisrofim, lusium manisrofim, doma mati is and rehen likorim. And the question is, what happens to the bosa that we said? Maflekis, Rashi, Rambam. Yeah, and Rabbi spoke about it. Daf Lamed Hey. So we exclude from pigle, koimitz, levoino, k'toiris, minchas koihanim, minchas koim mashiach, and then, important here to emphasize, nisachim, even though we had just finished saying at the end of that Mishnah, that loik shem and shel mitzayra does have pigle, this is a pashas, the skira, because we have machlikas tanoim, if loik shem and shel mitzayra, that's bob ifnei atzmoi, has a din of pigle or not. The first part of the brisa seems to say the opinion, or the second part really, seems to be of the opinion that it does have pigle, which is like the opinion of Rav Meir. And then the end of the brisa, which says, or the beginning, which talks about michas nesachim, seems to say that it's not gonna have pigle, which is the opinion of the chacham. So we'll address that shortly. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon says, Ma shlama miyuchadim sheyesh boi al mizbeach achitzen, v'chayolam mirabkol sheyesh no mizbeach achitzen, like we said, chayolam no mishum pigle, Yatu par manisrofim, see manisrofim, hayo sheyon mizbeach achitzen kishlamim, ein chayolam alo mishum pigle. Not chatas primius. Omer mar, kayoitzu b'shlamim mayniyu. The Mishnah had said, had I not had all these psukim, I would have thought only something similar to shlamim is going to have pigle. What is that carbon that's similar to shlamim? Bechor, d'nechel l'shnei yomim v'layla echod. It's also eaten 2 days and one night, b'mai osi, but frekta gemara b'mai osi. What's it going to come to include? I would have thought only that would be included. What would be the way to learn it out? Iba me'matzinu. If you're learning out of Mamatzinu from Shlomim to Bechor, Ikala Mifrach, you could ask a Pircha. Ma'al Shlomim, Shehen to Unin Smicha, Unis Sachim, Utunufas Chaz V'Shoik. The Shlomim needs Smicha, it needs Nesachim, and it needs Tunufas Chaz V'Shoik. Those are all dinim that are specific to a Shlomim, not by a Bechor. So why would I have thought that a Bechor would be included without a Yitur, just because it's Nechal Shneyam of Alay Lo Echod, there's a Pircha on a Mamatzinu. Elo Me'im He'ochel Ye'ochel. We have a riboy from Hey Ochel Ye Ochel, and we're learning that this is going to be a klal u'klal u'klal. Then Hey Ochel, Mibesar Zevach Shlomov Ye Ochel. Hey Ochel Klal, Shlomov Prat, Shlomov Prat. And then Hey Ochel is Chazur Klal, and we're coming to include anything that's similar to the Prat, which would include a Bechor. Tomorrow, you can't say that that's going to be a klal part of klal because hani trei koli d'smicha adodi dinu. There's no prat in between them. The prat comes afterwards. It says in hey ochel yochel mishar zevach shlomim. So what kind of klal part of klal is that? Amar Rava, you do. Kedami b'mar Rava. Kol makom shat moysi shnei klal sasmuchem zelazeh hatol prat b'neim v'doinam b'chlal uprat. So that would have been the source for a bechor klal uprat uklal. But I would have only said things that are similar to a shlomim, like a bechor. How do I know everything else? And that's when the brayso continues. Ad she'eni marbe loik shemen shel mitzayche. How many frek the gemara? This is what we were saying before. Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir who says the Tanya under the brayso loik shemen shel mitzayche chayovan lo mishum pigol loik shemen shel mitzayche, which by the way is only bob ifnei atzmoi. Okay, don't forget that. Am I making a mistake?
At the time of the yashrim.
Yes. Oh, not at the time of the. Everyone agrees at the time that you're bringing the yashrim. It's not going to have pigle because that's considered I'm sorry, that everyone agree it does have pigle. Does have pigle because it's a nit. But the question is if it's Boba Fnei Atzmoi. One second. I'm born him a
no, it comes with
Afa, but it's Mikotza El Kotza. And the Sachem Boba Fnei Atzmoi, the Mishnah says, Divra Meir, then that's going to have pigle, but Chomer Afa Boba Fnei Atzmoi.
So,
yeah, I'm sorry. Okay? Meaning, no.
And the Loi Shem and Shematzaira, even though it's a Dam Ha'asham, that's what we're going to say.
So when Rav Meir holds that there is Loi Shem by Loi Shem and Shematzaira, there's going to be pigle, it's only when it's going to be, when it's brought with the ashram. Everyone agrees if it's bav b'fnei atzmai, there's no pigle. The machlekes is there's whether no it's, when it's bav in the ashram.
Is that because there's no machlekes in that case? Good. Because it could be brought.
Yeah, it's a fault, yeah. No. What?
Because it could be brought.
Technologically.
Because it could be, he's right, that's what David is saying, he's right. The loy shemen, because you can bring it.
No. If it's bav b'fnei atzmai,
that's regular mitzachim. The loy shemen always comes with a mitzayra, but the dam ha'asham, even though it's matir, you could bring it later on.
Right, but let's say you have loy shemen shel mitzayra that's bav b'fnei atzmai. Then even Rab Meir is going to agree there's no pigle.
Yeah, but it won't be a mitzayra. You can donate a loy shemen if you want, right?
No. We're going to see today that you can. Okay, I don't want to confuse
the Gemara. The Gemara's going to say.
Yeah, the Gemara's going to say. I just know I made a mistake. I just don't want to confuse.
Shemen matir?
No, the Ashram is matir, the Lake Shemen.
It's a nitter. The Shemen is a nitter.
Yeah. Alright, let's see the Gemara. I, it was my own problem. I apologize that I made a mistake.
Why?
Okay, let's go. Hamani Rab Meir Hi. The Tanya, Lake Shemen Shemen Tzoyla. So we said this Bryce of Ice Dice Rab Meir. Ema Seifa. Moitani Minchas Nesachem Vahadam, which doesn't have pigle. Asan Rabbanan. That's Rabbanan's opinion, the Tanya. Nuschei Behema, Chayoban Ale Mishum Pigle. Nipnei Shadam Hazevach Matirin Likarev. Divir Rab Meir. Nesachem that come with the carbon. The rule is that it's going to have pigle because of the dam of the carbon is matirit. Those are the words of Rab Meir. You can't say that the carbon is what's matir. The dam of the carbon is what's matir than the sochim, because you can bring those sochim for 10 days from now. It doesn't have a connection to the carbon. And then here's what I was saying. Mayor says, you're right, you could bring it after 10 days, but I'm saying my halacha when you don't bring it after 10 days. When you bring it with the zvachim, when you bring it with the after zevach, actual zevach, then it's going to have the din of it's going to be in it.
Okay, so my leik shemen now.
Oh, so that's the stira. Leik shemen shel mitzayra is going to be the same thing. Leik shemen shel mitzayra, even if it's ba with the ashram, you can bring it later on. So the same achlekas amei and the chachamim would be over there, and if the Bryce is saying that you're going to have pigle by leik shemen shel mitzayra, it must be going like the opinion of Rav Meir. But then at the end of the Braisa, it excludes the Minchas Nesachim, which is the Rabbanan's opinion. So that's the Stira. Am Rabbi Yosef Hamani Rabbi Hi. Rabbi Yosef says, this is the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe is one of those hybrid shitas. The Amar, he said, a new thing, listen to this. Loik Shemin Shemit Tzayra, Matnoisev Sharulei. A loik shemen shel mitzayra, the avoda that's done is that it's sprinkled. You do 7 matanos keneged the heichel, right? You're standing there by the shara mikna, really, and you're going sprinkling towards the heichel, and then you have the rest of it being applied to the bechinus, and then the rest of that goes to the kahanim to be eaten. So you do have matanos that are going to be sprinkled. And the question is if that's considered tzarech gavaya or not. We know that something that's designated le gavaya has mi'ilu. Rebbe holds that the loik shemen shel mitzayra, even after the ashram was brought and that dam was sprinkled, because the loik shemen shel mitzayra requires ma'hazoyis keneged ha'hechol, that's called tzarech gavaya, and that's going to make it have a din of mi'ilu. Once the matanis are sprinkled, then there's no din of mi'ilu. And the Gemara is saying, if you see that the matanis are tzarek gavaya to make it that there's mi'ila, it's also going to have a din of a matir for it to make it that you'll have pigle on the shirayim of the lake shemesh shel mitzayra. That's the tushel of the Gemara. Look, the Gemara hamani rabbi hi d'amar lake shemesh shel mitzayra matanis of sharulei, the matanis, so it takes it away from pigle, from mi'ila, because it's matirit, from mi'ila, it's tzarek gavaya. And therefore, once they have matanis that are matirit from me'ilo, it's going to make it also that it's going to have pigol. The Tanya learned in a brayso, like shem and shel mitzayra, ma'ilim boya ad sheyizrak hadam. The Tanakama holds that the zrika of the dam of the Yosham is what takes it out, because that's tzarech gavoya, That's a Tzorach Levoya, and that's what's going to take it away from the Ilum. Nizrak Hadam Le'nenev Le'moyelin. After the Dam is Nizrak, there's an instance of Rabbanon to be Nenev, because you still have to put it on the Bohinus, etc. But there's no Me'ilu after the Dam Ha'oshram. Rabbi Omer, Moyelin Voy, Ad Shiyitin Matnoisov. He holds that until you do the Matonis of the Shemin itself, there's going to be Me'ilu. B'shavim, they both agree, she'osar b'achila achite matan sheva matan b'hoinis, they both agree, of course, that there's going to be an isra achila, at least from the Rabbonin, until you do the matan b'hoinis as well. But the machlekes what?
It's the raisa, it's the same as eating before Zrikas Adam. Just like a regular carbon, you can't eat before Zrikas Adam, leshucha lechol. Also, over here, but like shemen, you cannot eat, if you eat before Srikas had the matan sheva, the behindness, the person will get malchus. It's wild, but that's the way it is.
Look at Rashi though,
Yes. I was reading to you from the Rambam, Mechusik Aparvim. Ochal loikik oichal kochim koidim srika. It's a problem. Rashi may not agree. It's not so simple.
Like, yeah, I wasn't looking at you that you were reading something, so that's why Chas V'Shalom then dawned that you didn't know the Rashi.
It's a problem. It's a big problem. Okay.
The whole tzushtel from the Ilos doesn't make any sense, because this is not being matirid. It's Tzarech Gevoya. Once you do it, it's Nasus Mitzvah. It's like Kochim Shemesu. There's no Sheiches, L'chairah, to Piggle. That needs a little bit of a... It's not that the Shemin is matirid from the Ilos. Once you did the mitzvah, there's no tzarech kavaya anymore. I'm saying the comparison to say that Rebbe who holds that me'ilah, there's still me'ilah until you... It's called tzarech kavaya, Rebbe holds, it's called tzarech kavaya until you do the matanas keneged the heichel. It's called tzarech kavaya. And therefore after you do it, you finish the tzarech kavaya, me'ilah, there's no me'ilah. It's not the pshat that the matanas... The matanas of shemen are matirit from Iwa, and therefore we're saying that the same thing should apply to pigul. You hear this, Rabbah David?
The whole
comparison needs. All right, so maybe we'll talk about that. I don't know. Oh, thank you. All right, Amru Kamed Rabbi Yirmiya. So they say, so that going back to the brisa, Michas Nesachim, everyone agrees it's not an iter, and therefore it's going to have pigul. But like shemen, so we're going like the opinion of Rabbi, who will hold that over there it's going to have a din of an ether, and therefore it'll have a din of pigle. That's how we want to say it. That's how Rabbi Yosef wanted to answer it. Amru kamid Rabbi Yirmiya. They sent this in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, and he said, Amr gaber rabbi Rabbi Yosef, lemi kiel milsa. Rabbi Yirmiya said, a gaber rabbi like Rabbi Yosef is going to say such a thing. Even if you're going to go like this, that there's going to be pigle by Lech Shem and Shem and Tzairah, why must sinu that it's going to happen when it comes b'fnei atzmai? And if it comes b'fnei atzmai, everyone agrees over there that it's going to have, it's not going to have the din of pigle. So you're saying a svara in Rebbe, a new Tana in Rebbe, that's going to say that there's going to be pigle, even if it's b'fnei atzmai, why must sinu such a thing? The Tanya we learned in a braisa, Lech Shem and Shem and Tzairah chayav no b'shem pigle, b'fnei shedam atiur lebohinus, the dam. Meaning it's bo mehal ashon. Devrameir. Amal el rameir. Vahal el maybe ashon achshav leg mikan al asor yomim. Amal hen rameir said, afan ugu amarati el bo mehal ashon. Only when it comes with the ashon. And based on the lumdus you're saying, it should apply even if it's bo mehal atzmoy.
The
ashon
really that's being matter, not the
That's part of the Gemara's question, I think. That's part of the Gemara's question. Like, what's the sheiches, the matan shemen of the?
When we start, it's never a tzadik. It's a matir.
Well, you.
Not matir, and it's bad. Not matir also.
It's matir. No, it is matir to. Right. It's not right. I don't think we're referring to the matan behind us, though. I think we're referring to the sprinkling of the loig to eat it later. Later on, even though that's a third step. And the Gemara, again, is not, the Gemara is not the, doesn't have a tzad that Rebbe would, yeah, alright. All right. Elam Rabbi Yirmiyahu.
Literally is not an achila.
That's correct. Yeah.
Therefore, can you be mafaga on it with a thought on that?
No.
No. So we're not even talking, we're calling it the Shem and Mitzvah, but it's got below Shem and Mitzvah, but not in the capacity as speaking on stuff.
That's correct.
It only allows you to put it on.
Right, but that's, no, but that, is that a concern?
What's putting it on?
In order to put it on, you need the usher. You need,
but it's not actually
what. What does Rashi say? No, so if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, murdered what you just said, Jonathan. I would have said, like you're saying, that the whole thing has nothing to do with Matan Bohenus. Matan Bohenus is not Achilas Odom or Achilas Mizbeach. The question over here is if the Matanis connected to Echol would be considered like Matanis of a Gavoya. And the question is, the Shirayim, are they Mutal Achil or not? Just like the Dam, is Matir Lith, which is Gavoya, and it's Matir Bosra. Rashi adds in the words Matir Lamat Bohenus. That's very, that's a big chiddush. Wow, I didn't even think of this. Me, Klusha. I didn't think of such a thing. Yes, you're emphasizing Jonathan, man.
Rashi
on Mem Dalam and Aleph, Dibra Masl Chaylam, the first very wide line towards the bottom there. Looks like I wrote on the side here. Right, so why would that be a factor at all?
But that's true for the Hazayas inside the Sifnim also. Throwing it on a parade, what's that? That's not
Achilah. Yeah, well, to say but that you could hear a little better here.
I understand, but we're stretching it.
So, okay, you want to say that's...
That's
already a Chiddush, Jonathan. I don't know.
I think you have to underline it.
I underlined it, I did. And I wrote that Rebero talks about it.
Where is this Rashi?
Rashi on Omer Aleph, Dibra Maska Chayelav and Omishum Pigul.
First wide line on the bottom.
If you look in the middle there. Alright, we have to move a little bit. So, Elohim Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, so we have to find who the town of this mission is like. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Elohim Rabbi Meir. Really, it's Rabbi Meir. I, quench Rabbi Meir, Michas Nesachim also has Pigul. Sami Mikan Nesachim, take it out. I'm Rabbiya, he says a different teretz, the oil might tiss me. Don't take it out. But Tana, look, and it depends. Tana, look, Aboy Ma'arshalam, but who I didn't in the Sacham Aboy in the Mazevach, but how the Tana in the Sacham Aboy in the Mithayatsmoy, but who I didn't like Aboy Mithayatsmoy. Meaning, Rameyer, of course, like we said, only holds that there's a din of pigle by Lakshem Shamasar Michas Sacham when it's brought with the Zevach. So you're going to learn that when the Mishnah says that there's going to be pigle by Lakshem Shamasar, it means when it was brought with the Zevach. And it would include Michas Nesachim in a similar case. And the opposite would be true. When it says that there's no pigul by Michas Nesachim, that's talking about where it's bov b'fnei atzmai, and would also include a loy shem shem mitzayro. Now why would we pick one over the other in each case? I am the mefarshim. They talk about that. Alright, moving along. Chatas loyf dom ematrius besor lekahanim. So now we're going to go through the parsha in Bamidbar? Bamidbar, which talks about the chafdal and matanis kahuna. And we're going to talk about how we know that these things are Matanis Kahuna. And Chatanis, because the Mishnah said that Chatanis Oif, Dom is Matias Besar LeKahanim, that there's a Heter Achilo in the Chatanis Oif. And it was one of the Matanis Kahuna. And we're going to find out, we're going to try to find the source that the Chatanis Oif, the Basar, is eaten by the Kahanim. And we're going to go through various things here before we get to that point. The Tani Levi learned, Kol Karbonim, that's part of the parasha of Matanis Kahuna. The rabbi is like Shem and Shem Mitzayr. It's coming to include like Shem and Shem Mitzayr, like we said, that's one of the Matanis Kahuna, they eat the remaining oil. Because why? Sakadai the Chamino, it says, Kol Karbonim Mino Eish. It says, from the fire, anything that's, they only have the rights to eat those things that are burnt on the altar. Kasrachamana Kol Karbonim. Sakadai the Chamino. That's coming to include like Shem and Shem and Tzayr. The Chom and Chasam, the Rabbis Minchas Oimer, It's coming to include a Minchas Oimer, a Minchas Kenois, which we know, those things are not necessarily coming for Kapora. Therefore, Sakha Daita Chamino, so they shall eat those things which there is a kaporo. Minchas Oimer lahati rasio. We know Minchas Oimer is coming to be matir chadosh b'medino. Rashi says, Minchas Kenois zvar oven kaasi. It's not coming with kaporo, but it's coming to be mevar whether the woman was mizanish in the oven or not. And therefore, I would think that that might not be considered a matas kahuna. Kamash Malon again that it's going to have the din of matas kahuna. This is the case we bring before. The rabbi's chatasoiv. The procedure that's performed is malika, which is not shechita. So you break the back of its neck with your thumbnail. Look at all the pictures, and it's an avela. And so vayish kasher v'shem migdash. You do it with one hand, the whole thing. What?
If Shechita's oif is not been a Torah, what's the problem? Then how do they do this?
But you still need Nechira, right?
I don't know. No, that's not that simple at all.
That's the Gemara's opinion, right?
Yeah, but that's not very often. I don't know. We have to check this out. Okay.
Yeah, so he's asking, let's see, Shechita's oif is not been a Torah. You never have it available. So according to that opinion, why do I need a pasuk to include Shechita's oif? What do you thought? It's an avela? There's no such thing as an avela. Ain't shechita loif min ha-Torah. So, yeah.
They don't ask it over here. I'm looking at the Masifta, they're not asking it.
Is it, maybe look at the Gemara later on.
Okay, we'll find it. It's
Menachos.
Well, look, the whole Perichat HaSa'if is in Samach Tess over here. We'll do it for that. Okay.
We'll see. Coming attractions.
Okay.
L'chol Hashomim, L'chol Hashomim. What's that? The rabbis Ashim Nazir and Ashim Mitzoyim. Those two cases. Sakhat HaDachamin L'hachshir Ka'asim, because those are not regular korbanos. They're just coming to be machshir, take away the tumma. Kamash Malon. Frankly, the Gemara Ashim Mitzoyim Behedik Sivbe. By Ashim Mitzoyim it says Befeirush, Rashi says, that you're going to have, Rashi says, Kitachatas HaAshim Hu. Right? It says that Ashim is like a Chatas which goes to the Kohen. So it says Befeirush that an Ashim Mitzoyim is going to go to the Kohen. So why do I need a pasuk for that? El Rabbis Ashim Nazir Ki Ashim Mitzoyim. No, Ashim Mitzoyim we know already, but I would have thought that an Ashim Nazir would not have that din. And then we have the pasuk saying here that Ashim Nazir is the same din as an Ashim Mitzoyim, that it's one of the Matanis Kuhn. And then it says, Asher Yoshivu Ze Gezel Hager. That's referring to returning the if you stole from a ger. The rule is if someone stole from someone and he swears falsely, he has a chi of Karen, Chaimish v'yashem. He has to pay the Karen, and the Chaimish and the Yashem. And let's say the person that he was supposed to do this to died. So if he has Yarshim, you give it to the Yarshim. But a ger, as we know, does not have Yarshim. And the Torah is saying that that money will go to the Kohanim. So that money will go to the Kohanim. That's what it means. L'cha yiyeh. What does it mean, l'cha yiyeh, an extra riboy? So l'cha yiyeh, apilu kadosh b'yis l'isha. It's going to be yours, even to be mekadosh and isha, because we could have thought, potentially, that the din of Gezel Ager is like mishuch and gavaya kazachu. It's like a carbon, where we know you can't be mekadosh and isha with the basar of a carbon, Mara says in Kedushin and Beis. And we would have thought maybe that the Gezel Ager is the same status, and therefore, we need a special pasuk saying that you can actually be mekadosh and isha with the money of a gezel ager. Okay, Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer Mishum Rav Yosi Aglim Pigel b'nasa davar nasa b'chutz pigel b'davar nasa b'fnim loy pigel. In order for pigel to work, it has to be b'davar nasa b'chutz and not davar nasa b'fnim. Now this opinion of Rabbi Elazar, it's Machlekes really had to learn, but the Pashup Shat and Rashi is that it's a third Tana. Not Reb Shimon. We'll see in a second. Because he holds that that the pigle has to be a davar anasa b'chutz. The pigle has to be chutz on chutz. It has to be chutz on chutz. If you look at the last Rashi, this is Rashi. No, where is it? Where is it over here? No, Rashi says that it has to be Chutz on chutz. He says those words. Where is over here? Here. So if you look at the third to last line of the page, Kishlamim, Rashi says, which we're going to bring in a second, but Rashi says, third to last line of the page. Rashi says, look, Shemashlamim ain't pigun elo al maise avoid chitzonis u machsheves achilus chitzonis. That it has to be that the maise you're doing is outside the heichol, which means in the azara, and on something that's done in the azara, which is outside the heichol, which means it could be a chatas primis, as long as the avoid you're doing and the one you're thinking about, let's say for example you're doing what avoid is done, let's say shvicha shirayim, or that could be the case. Correct. Shchita or emurin, and chatzoyis primis or kabbalah. So that's what Rashi learns. We'll see the Rambam tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem argues, but let's just. So in other words, I'm just telling you that it's not Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, because this could apply even to Chatoyis Aprimius. So what does he say? Shemachsheva b'chutz b'davar nasa b'fnim loy pigul. So what's the case? So yoyim b'fnim. Sorry, I skipped. Ketzad. Yoyim b'chutz v'om areni shoychet lahazas midam l'machar loy pigul. Why? Shemachsheva b'chutz b'davar nasa b'fnim. It's a davar b'chutz and something that's done b'fnim. And since it's on something, you need to have both chutz. That's going to be a problem. There it's loy pigul. Why? Because there the machshava was done in avoda that's b'fnim, meaning you were doing it b'fnim. B'davar hanasa b'chutz. Avo hayoyim b'chutz v'amar hareini shoychet lishbach shirayim l'machar oy lahakti yoymurim l'machar. So then it's pigul. Shemachshava b'chutz b'davar hanasa b'chutz. Now, of course, the gray area over here is, let's say, he's bifnim on something bifnim. Right? We have three cases. Bachutz on something bifnim, bifnim on something bachutz, and then bachutz on something bachutz. What about something bifnim on something bifnim? So that's why I brought this Rashi. Rashi's beferish that wouldn't be pigul. The ikur dogish over here is that everything has to be chutz. In the Azor, I should have emphasized that, See the Rambam, Brisk Rose and Dyke from the Rambam, not like this. I think you can answer Kasha places, but, alright. On Rabbi Shulman Levi, my Kroh, what's the source? Kasha Yurom is from Mishor Zevach HaShlomim. Mishor Zevach HaShlomim. Chilomanu Mishor Zevach HaShlomim Me'ato. There's a limit over here. Rashi says, Parkoy Meshuach, Ksiv Bafarsha Seymurim. Rashi says, Ma'lo Manu, Lo Mishlomim, Linya Yimurim. It's already says by Parkoy and Hamashiach, all the dinim of the Emurim. So why does it say that it has to be like a shlomim? That's extra. What are we learning? You need also the machshavos and the maisim are going to be al mizbeach hachitzon, right? So in other words, that's the limud that it has to be chutz mizbeach hachitzon. Let's see, we can finish the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuha, Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Elazar. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, like we just said. Which again, the way we're learning, the way Rashi learns, is that it's a third Tana who holds that there is pigul by chatzos hapnimis as long as it's only done on things that are b'chutz. So halacha Rabbi Elazar Shem Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Amar Rava, Hilchot L'Mashicha. What do you mean? You're coming to say a halacha that's not relevant now? Dr. Rashi on the top. Harei kavol anu halacha, Tzvicha l'anu l'mes Mashiach, Hashem the Beis HaMikdash. V'achshav l'yishrach nilo. What are you worried about? At the time the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, of course we're going to know halachas. You're going to tell us the halacha for now. It's almost like a teaser.
He's going to be built today.
So, okay, so there's a long taste for some of this.
I don't understand.
Right, why are we even learning this? Amalei Abaya, Lemeata, Kol Shchitas Kachim, Leilisni Yochas, Leilisni, Yochas Ala Mashichahu. Kachim. Ella Dreish Mekabel, you're reading the Gemara. Ella Dreish Mekabel Schar, Ochanami, Dreish Mekabel Schar, that's what he was doing it. Hachikamina, Lacha, Hachamina Lacha. Hilchas Ala Mali. Mishnah Achrina Amalei Halacha Kamina. What does this mean over here? The second lotion. What's the difference here? Only Rashi says some of the hachakah amino. Haidim is hamdim kaviyas halacha the misani the migras binim. If the chayz alud, I'm sorry. Avu kavu halacha ain alahayris halacha lemaisa. Actually, ain a. I mean, it's the same thing as the same thing. But
you have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.